President Bush has announced that he is committed to regime change in Iraq, that is, getting rid of Saddam Hussein. The Pentagon is busy drawing up war plans, which could involve up to 250,000 U.S. troops. Yet there has been next to no public debate about what would be an unprecedented action. For the first time in American history, the United States would be invading another country preemptively to take out its leadership. NPR's national political correspondent Mara Liasson reports.
Talk to officials in Washington or overseas, and you'll find a widespread assumption that a war against Iraq is inevitable. In Washington, leaked reports about war planning, including numbers of troops and invasion routes, are in the papers. In Turkey recently, the prime minister stated flatly that the U.S. would intervene militarily. There appears to be no question about whether, only the when and how of an invasion are unknown. But despite all this, Henry Hyde, the chairman of the House International Relations Committee, says there's been almost no discussion about Iraq among members of Congress.
I am not congenitally opposed to the use of force, but I'd like to go in with the odds on our favor. I'd like to know what allies we're going to have, how steadfast they'll be, what the internal resistance is. And then what if we win, as I expect us to? What plans have we got for the future? There's an awful lot to be digested concerning a march to Baghdad.
The Bush administration has yet to explain to the public the reasons for military action against Saddam Hussein or the risks involved. What if Saddam uses biological and chemical weapons against American soldiers or against Israel? How will U.S. troops handle urban combat in Baghdad, which some analysts say will be even harder than the ill-fated battle in Mogadishu, Somalia? To Delaware Democrat Joseph Biden, the chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, the biggest challenge of all is what happens the day after the U.S. wins. Biden says he's discussed this with President Bush.
The president sometimes kids me when I meet with him, and he always says to me, well, you know, basically you agree with me on Iraq. Why don't you, about taking down Saddam, why are you more cautious about this? I said, Mr. President, there is a reason your father stopped and did not go to Baghdad. The reason he stopped is he didn't want to stay for 5 years.
Biden admits that so far there's been no public discussion about any of this. One of the reasons is there is no real debate about Iraq. Usually, the public learns about foreign policy decisions when there's an argument with supporters and opponents. On Iraq, there appears to be no opposition. Prominent Democrats like House Minority Leader Dick Gephardt and Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle say they support military intervention in Iraq. So does Senator Biden, but he's concerned that the public has been left out.
No matter how well-conceived a foreign policy, unless it's explained to and garners the support of the American people, it cannot be sustained. And whatever we do in Iraq is going to have to be sustained for an extended period of time. It may not be similar to rebuilding Japan or Europe. It may not be that consequential, but it goes far beyond merely what we're having difficulty doing in Afghanistan.
Political scientist Richard Brody has studied the intersection of foreign policy and public opinion. Right now, polls show wide support for the notion of using military action to remove Saddam Hussein from power. But there's no data on what costs the public is willing to pay for that goal. If a war begins without the public understanding and accepting the risks, Brody says, the political risks will be very high.
Well, then, of course, the political fallout from it is entirely a product of how the war goes. If it goes swiftly and costlessly as taking him on after he invaded Kuwait, then it's a big plus. But if it drags on the way Vietnam did and ends at best a stalemate and at worst a disaster, then it's going to be costful, politically costful.
The start of a true public debate on Iraq may begin next week when the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, chaired by Senator Biden, will hold the first set of hearings on Iraq. Only outside experts will testify, but in the fall, Biden will hold more hearings with administration officials as witnesses. In the House, Henry Hyde's committee will also begin hearings on Iraq in September. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.